floor interview room. This is Detective Sandoval, 3466. This is going to be on April 8th, 2023 at 0314 hours. It's taking a while, but we're almost done. Did the other officers get all your information?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember me from last time? Bro, why are we in this situation again, bro?
I know I shouldn't have picked them up in the first place, but every time I hang out with someone, it's like, fuck.
Every time you come to Santa Ana?
Yeah, I think so.
Because you live over there, right? In like,
Lake Elsinore.
Bro,
it's like, I don't even come to Santa Ana to stay in Santa Ana. I just pick up my friend, go to have fun, and that's it.
And then this happens.
It's like, but we were on the way though. We were going to LA to a dance. And that happened.
That's where you guys were going to go.
Yeah.
Give me your address. I know you did it already. Give me your address one more time.
14.
Zip code?
92530.
How old are you?
32.
32.
I even have the proof. I bought tickets. It was like $75 for tickets, for the entrance.
Yeah.
You know, I'm dressed. I didn't go to Santa Ana.
You smell good.
I didn't go to Santa Ana to stay there. I just went, picked them up, we were gonna go. That's it, but. Yeah, I don't.
Last time I talked to you, you said you're not coming back here.
I know.
Last time I talked to you, man, you were upset. Like,
I know.
It was a serious thing. You lost it.
I got his name tattooed.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
You're not a little kid anymore, man.
I know, I didn't go.
I feel like we just had this conversation.
No, I know, but it's not even about being a little kid.
I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I know,
because it's not like I went over there to go.
I mean, I'm not.
You know what I mean?
It's like, an interesting situation.
I know I'm not a little kid. I didn't go to do little kid things. I literally just went. To pick him up, we were gonna go to the dance, to a party in LA, and then I was gonna drop him off. And
yeah.
Even just being here, fuck, man, it's crazy.
Just busy right here, you know? Especially in that area.
Are you like that all the time, or is it just?
Just when you come.
Nah, like, is it really?
No, it's really not. Actually, this whole year, we're already, what, April?
That's my luck.
April, right? It's been, well, I'm not going to say calm, but it hasn't been like this, like last year, way more violent, way more shootings, way more. The year before, same. this year,
we're starting off a little slow. Because it's been raining, probably. No one's been coming out.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Because it's been raining a lot this year. Maybe people don't want it. They're too cold.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Maybe it's just the people you kick it with. You think? Again, I feel like we had this conversation last time.
For sure. Yeah, it has a lot to do with it, for sure. Whether I want to do anything wrong or not, like, it's
you grew up right there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why.
So I just
like on Bishop or Shelton or
no? Well, yeah, I went to St. Anna High School, uh-huh. and I didn't grow up on Bishop, but I was always there
because of family or friends or what?
Yeah, friends from high school.
Do you have any family in the neighborhood?
No family.
Are you like so? You're 32, so the. Is that like
my
well there's a bunch of them
my generation
yeah it's your generation right which so there's three or four so our who's it is right
one of them
that he's gonna be in custody for a while
like 30 years
is he I can't remember how old he is he your age or a little younger.
I can't remember the exact age, but yeah, or like around my age.
But you're not related to him?
No.
Okay. For some reason, I thought you were related to them. Yeah, I don't know. And then, like, why?
Yeah. A lot of them.
Ours is older, right?
Yeah. A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them were all related.
Yeah.
I just knew them, but
you were never related.
No, I'm okay. Not related.
Not a
to
cousin,
anyone.
Not nothing.
No.
Okay. Yeah, because that's so weird. Yeah. Because it was busy for a while and then they kind of died off. Like, no one knew it. And then FK started popping up. Remember that? And then.
Yeah.
You guys were cool with FK, and then all of a sudden something happened, and I don't even know.
Well, I wouldn't say.
Never cool?
I'm always there. I'm always, like, I end up always getting in the mix, but, like, I'm not really, like, how do you say it, like, obligated, or, like, you know, I'm not from Bishop, so I don't have to, like, a lot of people think that, but I'm not, so I don't have to.
They don't?
Hardly ever there, like, I mean, I'm like, I understand.
I just feel like
I go once in a while, and when I do go, though, it's always police contact for some reason, like, and I don't even do anything, like, it's just my luck in Santa Ana, for sure.
You say you're not obligated, as in...
I'm not from Bishop. I'm not jumped in, so I don't...
Oh, okay.
I don't have to, like...
You just kick it with them?
I don't have to be there, yeah. I just know them from high school, and I, for some reason, like... And even though my generation's, like, not there no more, I just...
Now, when you see your generation, just the guys that grew up with?
My age, yeah.
Yeah.
People my age
that are from Bishop.
That were there.
Do they consider you from Bishop or no?
No. Like just a good homie from
that's from
the area from right there, yeah. That.
But you've been around, so you're familiar with
face.
They trust you them very well.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say like I'm familiar with them to them, but not with like their enemies, you know. So, like if I were to go to like their enemies or whatever, like I'm not. Known, I'm not gonna get shot at if I'm by myself or none of that.
That you mean the enemies aren't gonna recognize you as being from Bishop?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, I don't think so, because when I go, I don't go to go like to their enemies and do what they do.
Right.
I just go with them in the spot, and that's it. Leave, do my thing. I don't, you know. So.
But would you agree that if people saw you with, like, you know, two or three homies from Bishop, everyone knew they're from Bishop, and they see you always with them, someone who didn't know
if
you that well?
If they saw me always with them, yeah, but...
Or if they just saw you with them. Just,
or
just,
if they just saw me with them, they would...
They don't know you?
Yeah, I would think that they would think, yeah.
Yeah.
If they...
Because that could put you in harm's way.
Yeah.
If that situation were to happen. Because I remember when we talked last time, like, you knew your homie for a while, you knew how he, you know, his affiliation with Bishop, and then you kind of broke down a little bit about, like, you were okay being in that area on Third because it was kind of like no man's land, like no enemies were right there, right? Yeah. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, I don't go to, like, if I know, if I'm with them and I know they're going, like, what spot they're not supposed to be in, I won't be there. So, it is crazy that it's just my type of look that when I come.
But you don't kick it with homies from...
I do.
From
other
neighborhoods
people, yeah.
that they don't
I
get
do.
Along with?
That they don't? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Brooke.
Yeah.
I don't kick it with them, but I know a lot of them. I talk to a lot of them. Like, I just haven't, like, been, like, in person, but and at least in a long time, because I used to a long time ago when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them from Brooke, I know, like, from my generation to my age.
From
so
school?
From high school.
Uh-huh.
And I still to this day talk to them. I, like,
in high school, you got along with them? No,
yeah.
No issues? No, okay.
And, like, a couple people from KPC, you know?
Okay.
I'm not, like, in their...
They know your situation?
Yeah, they know.
They know.
Know
you're not...
Yeah, they know.
Okay.
They know that I'm, you know? If they were to see me, like, them, for sure, they'd just be like, I don't know, just leave them alone. Whatever.
Huh.
Yeah, I know.
That's an interesting situation.
Yeah, but it's because I mean, because I know them, you know, like they
yeah.
know that I'm not out there. Like, if they were to see me with them, they were to see me with them. Okay, maybe that's a different story. But if I'm by myself, they know. He just lives right there, or he just kicks it, whatever.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah, because you were talking last time about KPC because someone lived there, right? Was it a family or friend or something? Or you grew up there?
I grew up in KPC.
Oh, no.
I did grow up in KPC. I grew up in KPC.
Maybe it was you then.
But John lived right there, too.
That's what it was. So you just hurry, because I remember talking to you about it. You're like, you just hurry up, pick him up, and boom,
yeah.
Get out of there.
Just because I know, you know, he...
His affiliation.
Yeah.
Yeah. No big deal. Okay. Anything else happened before this whole incident tonight?
No.
You just...
It was literally just that. And we were on the way to LA. We were just leaving his house. So, like, just leaving his house.
Damn, man. I've been seeing you way too much, man. God. And you don't have Bishop tatted on you or anything like that?
No.
Back in,
That's what they were saying,
yeah.
But I wouldn't be like I had when I would go and at the time I would drink and drive a lot too, and I don't do that anymore. That's why I had my friend drive when this happened. yesterday. But yeah, I would go and just park my car, drink, and I've always worked in construction, so I've always had one of those little fucking kids took my can, and he just used it. So they thought it was me because it was an orange can, and I worked in construction.
Would you ever do that? Not now. Not now. Back then.
Tag it?
Would you? I'm not saying did you, but would you? Like, would you be comfortable enough to do it?
Maybe, like in paper, but not in their
not in their hood.
No, like I was like, oh, I wouldn't do it, but nothing serious.
So back then, if they were gonna go, if you're with like two or three Bishop homies, and they were gonna go,
I would not.
You wouldn't go with them. Would they invite you to go?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're just like, nah. That's where, like, you draw the line.
Yeah, because, I mean, I always have things to do anyways. Like, I got to work the next day, or I got to, you know, whatever, other things. So I had an excuse to say no.
Stop putting yourselves in situations like this, man. Old times.
Coming to Santa Ana.
Old times. Adobe's from Bishop. Old times. You know, situations happen. Significant situations.
It's not like I'm like with them, like I would like a bundle of them, and we go where then that obviously that looks different.
Yeah.
But like I, man. Like, I want to, like, I don't know the word, like, not take care of the kids there, but, like, I don't know, kind of, like, I don't know the word, but, like, I try to take them out, and, fuck. And then, stuff happens.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Well, it's hard to say. It's hard to say because you're the closest with guys from that hood, right? No other hood you're close to, right? Like this.
That close? No. But, like I said, I can go to anywhere and...
But you wouldn't be giving rides to, like, homies from other hoods, is what I'm saying. Like that.
I would.
So you'd go out and to parties and clubs and whatever with homies from other hoods?
Yeah, they don't need to, I mean, they don't need to know. And they don't, you know, like, I don't have anything against anyone.
No, I'm not saying
and
that.
And I know a lot of them that don't trip on that and
have
keep
you?
In touch with. In the past, yeah. Not recently, but... So I'm saying, I think I would, again, I'm not, like, if I'm there, or if I run into someone, and he would, like, for whatever reason, needs a ride, or, like, hey, well, give me a number, I lost your number, oh, yeah, here, and then we hang out, it's possible. So I wouldn't say I don't, just because I'm there, or go
any,
there.
Any, in your truck, any Boston hats? Or Red Sox?
Right now? No. No, I don't use any of that.
Nothing like that?
No.
And no tats?
Mm-mm.
Nothing at all. So there's no reason for anyone to suspect you're from Bishop?
Like, obviously, there's going to be, like, it's always the younger kids that are always, like, trying to prove a point. So,
yeah.
Like, if one were to, like, recognize me that I'm, like, I go there, like, I'm sure he would want to still do something, but that's different. That's just because he chooses, just because he doesn't, he's just a kid or whatever. They think different.
How do you explain it to, like, I'm just curious. How do you explain it to, like, the youngsters, like the youngsters coming up in Bishop and who don't really know you, and you come through.
Well, they hear about me, like that I have, like the older guys from Bishop will be like, oh yeah, that's, you know, the homie. And so they don't trip. They just go off of what they say.
Mm, okay. Because you even had a nickname back then, right?
Lou?
No.
I used to go by
Lou.
Yeah. I had that name from when I was a little kid all the way up to like after high school.
So they called you? Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was something else. So homies from Bishop would call you?
Yeah.
Do they still call you?
I don't even go by anything. I just... Some of the older guys that I've known for a long time, they still call me, but... Or they'll just say...
Like CL... Or how...
The name spell that they tried naming me, at, like... Names, but... It didn't,
oh, yeah,
it,
yeah.
It didn't... Yeah.
Because Friends was on your social media,
yeah,
right?
And I can't change it, because every time I try to change it, like, it's, something's already taken. So, like, everything is already taken. So I just leave it. I just left it.
So they tried to give you names?
Yeah.
But it didn't stick, or just some people did?
I would say no. No. Yeah. It almost did, but no.
What was enough for you to put on social media?
No, I mean, that I put it first before they started calling me that. And then they just said, oh, okay, that sounds cool, whatever.
Oh, so you gave it to
yourself. But it wasn't really like me. It was like, it was just like a full name, you know?
And then they started calling you names. So, if I go through Bishop, and I'm like, hey, you know the homies? Are they going to be like, yeah?
Probably. Like, yeah, they know me. But I'm sure, like, if you say, like, oh, is he from Bishop? I'm sure they're going to be like, nah.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I don't see why they would say yeah. They know I'm not. They know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's tough because it's like the way you see it.
The way we see it
is like, I'm not from the hood,
but,
because I didn't get jumped in and get walked in and get this and get
because,
that. But
it, the police contact is always when I'm there.
But yeah.
But you guys don't see
true
the other stuff, the
true
other
100%
things that happen.
100%. Yeah.
So I understand,
but
it's not.
Could you also see, like, just because we understand that you're saying you weren't jumped in, you know, walked it, you're saying I'm not, you know, officially, I guess, from Bishop, but I knew him, I grew up with them, you know, they call me this, they call me that, you know, blah blah blah, but I also hang out with other people or know other people. But could you also see how people could think you're participating in all this Bishop shit stuff, because you're driving them around, you're kicking it with
them? I'm not driving them around, though. Like, I don't, if there's like more than a couple, I'm not gonna drive them around. I'm not gonna do that. So
you're saying just like a select few you'll want to hang out with?
Yeah, and it's not even like to go to their enemies. If they say, oh, go right here, like, no, I'm not gonna go there. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna go there for what? Like,
yeah.
Like that, I'm not trying to get shot or whatever. They've always had a lot of love for me because I do. I show a lot of like love too. Like, I always like in a way, you know, like I take beer. I know you don't need to take beer to show love, but you know, I kind of, you know, they need to go. I'll take them beer. I'll fucking drive them around, like, to the store, you know, take them out. Like, I send them money here and there, you know, just, you know, but that's why they got love for me. And I do it from the heart. I don't have to do it. I don't have to do any of that, you know, so.
How is, where's he been? I know he was on a bad one for a while.
He's doing better.
Still in San Diego?
But he's in Centinela right now.
He's in Centinela?
Yeah.
What do you
get? He's been there, like,
what
a year.
What do you get?
Or longer.
God, hasn't been that long. What did he get? What's he in for?
I don't know what he's in for, but.
Did he get arrested out here or
over down south? I don't even know. I didn't ask him that.
God, I guess it hasn't been over here. Last time I saw him, he was not in good shape. I even told him, like, bro, I've seen you in good shape. You look horrible.
Yeah, he's always been, like, up and down.
He's fighting that drug thing bad. And yeah, he's always been up and down. I knew his family fairly well. Good family. He just fought that addiction really bad. Yeah, so I don't know, man. I could see how people were like, nah, he's always with them. Especially that, you know, when you're homie and then, you know, just being there and why were they there and, you know, that kicked off. And fast forward to
you could this see how situation. How they can see that, but you should also be able to see how they don't care. Like when I'm by myself, because they don't. A lot of times they like, if they were to see me, like if I go to Brooke, obviously I'm not gonna go drive around like back and forth.
Yeah,
that's suspicious. Yeah. But if I'm driving around and they, or even walking around and they stop me,
yeah,
they're not gonna do anything to me. They're just gonna be like, oh,
are you sure, man?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Even a youngster, a youngster.
Like a youngster, like I said, well, they're always trying to prove. I'm talking about, like, a lot of the people I used to know from high school, and they're still there. I still talk to them. So if I were to, like, tell them, like, oh, I know your homie, your older homie, and, like, and I call them up, you know, they're going to be like, oh, all right.
So that same scenario, you're going through Brooke, or you're driving through, and some guys hit you up. Hey, this is Brooke.
Alright. Aren't you that guy?
Aren't you that guy? That always kicking out Bishop?
You know, I kick it with everyone. I'll tell him. Like, I kick it with everyone. I don't gangbang. It's not my thing. I kick it with everyone. Alright, whatever. That'd be it.
When you go in.
I don't know if it's surprising to you, but it's not that.
It's not surprising to me.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not that.
That's not surprising to me, because the more I talk to you, the more I understand it. But you got to also understand that it's rare. Would you agree?
Well, because if you got to think about it too. Like, in jail, even enemies get along.
Right.
So, and it's easy for them to do it in there.
Have you ever classified as bishop in
if you check, sometimes they still tell me, like, are you from Logan? Yeah, no, but I know a lot of them too, and I hung out there right for a little bit, you know, so they tried to put, I mean, they did, I guess, but I'm not, would they, you never use it against me.
Would
though,
you agree that someone could could still not assist, but still participate in with gang members, but not be from the gang, but technically from the gang, right?
Yeah.
Like how you see it or how they see it from the gang. So you can still be a trusted individual, trusted by members of that gang.
Yeah.
And still,
the moment that somebody finds out, like, I tagged it up or I went with them to their enemies, and their enemies recognize me that I went to their enemies with them for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Obviously, that goes out to the trash. Next time they see me, nah, fuck that. He came with them there. But I haven't gotten to that point. So there's no reason for them to just let it go. They have no reason. You know, like, there's no reason. And, you know.
I see what you're saying. But could you also see how someone could think you're, I don't want to say assisting, but participating in that gang life when you're driving around with someone with a gun?
I didn't even know he brought the gun. I didn't know he brought it.
I'm just saying, could you see someone thinking that? I'm not saying he did. I'm not saying he told you. I'm not saying anything about that. But could you see an outsider looking in just on that, like what we described?
Well, I mean, I probably wouldn't let him in my... I haven't let anybody in my car with a gun. I'm not going to let... I have...
That's not what
you're
other about.
Things,
yeah.
To worry about. I don't... Huh. That's a big thing. I used to be into guns, but I think that was my last...
I'm just saying, someone looking at the situations you've been in very recent, that's all, and I know there's, you have so much more than just these two big situations, right?
Like,
but someone describing criminal activity in Santa Ana related to you, not that you did it, I'm just saying related to you, involving you. Two pretty significant situations, fairly close
together.
Well,
this one's different, though. Like,
it's pretty serious,
man. This one, well, no, I understand it's serious, but this one's different. It's not like his one of his enemies shot him again. I didn't see anything in his hands.
True.
So it surprised me a lot when he got out of the truck and ran, and they started shooting at him right away. Maybe they saw something I didn't. But I didn't see anything in his hands. So I got surprised. Like, I really thought they were going to shoot me too. Because I did. I was like, I don't have anything. He didn't have anything. I didn't see anything on him. As soon as he got out, started running, they started shooting at him. So I was like fucking scared. I was like, I don't want to, they're going to shoot me too right now. So
Well, I'm just saying, during these two incidents, you live out there, you come back here, there's situations both involving Bishop. An outsider looking in, and that's what they have to go off of.
But
you know what I'm saying?
I get it, but like, gotta understand. I don't come to stay anymore. Like, I came to pick him up. I have the tickets. I paid $75 for the tickets. We were on the way. It started at seven. We were on the way. Literally just leaving his house, that happened. But so it's not like I was posted right there, you know. And then I get the police contact right there.
Yeah.
Like, we were already. So I understand, but they have to understand, like, or look at it like. I mean, really, it's just my luck, cause it's not like I'm going for that. Or they catch me in with them in their enemies, or stuff like that. You know, like, I have the proof.
It goes back to who you're kicking it with, man.
So, like, if they go back, they'll see. Like, okay.
But police contact with you with members of that gang, or just police you in that neighborhood?
I think both. It's been a long time. I was a kid, but it has to be. I'm sure both, because why would they put me under Logan just because I'm there? No, yeah, I'm sure they probably saw me with like a couple of them. And I'm always just, I'd like to drink. I'm always like, when I was a kid, I used to like the, you know, the, I would say, like, I wouldn't say like the desmadre, because I wasn't involved to that point of the desmadre, but like the ambiente, maybe their type of ambiente that I've always like, that was cool, you know. Yeah. So like, I would always go, you know, drink some beers with them. You know, so, but yeah, I do have other contacts, police contacts with other members, not just Bishop. So I understand how it looks recent, but not only do I have police contacts with other hoods, but when it's no police contacts, I talk to a lot of people, you know, so it's, obviously, yeah. They're not gonna be.
You're a lot older now. You know, those. It's just. You have any questions for me? Let me see where everyone's at. We could figure out how to get you out there. Any questions?
Like, how much longer is it?
Yeah, I think we're gonna find out right now. Let me find out.
Yeah. And is my truck getting towed so that I can have my wife?
It's still being processed by the DA's office and everything. I don't know.
So can I call my wife to, like, at least...
I'll get you an answer and see if it's going to get towed. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I'll find out.